you know, what do you do? I said, nothing. I'm a college student. What do I know? I run rat experiments. I like to write. I really loved writing. I was reading a lot of science books like Carl Sagan.
Had you been writing to that point? I mean,
yes, I had started writing just privately. Like I remember I was working on a book on nonverbal communication, never published. It was really pretty rough. Just kind of, I like writing books for general audiences, you know, taking scientific ideas and then seeing where you can run with those in a narrative and, you know, what became, you know, popular science writing. And I liked doing that. The technical writing, like writing up my thesis, was not all that interesting. Just sort of like laying pipe, very formulaic. So I kind of had a sense, yeah, I'd really like to do that. I'd like to be a writer. So they go, okay, let's see what jobs there are in writing and editing or whatever. I'm like, okay. Well, here's a bike magazine. They're like, bicycle magazine? I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so I went and applied for the job. And I got the job. So my first day on the job was to go to this press conference for John Marino, who had just ridden across America. He broke the Guinness Book of Records for coast-to-coast LA to New York, 13 days, 1 hour, 20 minutes. And anyway, then they came to me and said, you know, you can make a lot more money if you work in advertising, sell ads for the magazine. Factors. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I mean, that sounds good. And that's how I got into the bike. I mean, by then, my back was all healed and kind of looking for, so I was playing tennis at the time, competitive tennis. And I only got to a certain level because by then tennis was becoming really famous. This is the time of Bjorn Borg, Jimmy Connors, and John McEnroe. I mean, tennis was huge. The competitive pool was pretty deep, you know, so I was just doing local tournaments and stuff. It's like, holy crap, these people are really good. Yeah. So then when I met John Marino, I was like, cycling, almost nobody's into cycling. I'll do that. That'll be fun. And he was super interesting. And so I got a bike. You know, like the first week, I bought a bike and just went to the Yoplait Yogurt 50-kilometer sort of a race ride. They say, this is not a race. And then, boom, and everybody goes like a bat out of hell. Yeah, yeah, the non-race race. Okay. And, well, Steve Reddy, my boss, he and a couple of the other guys from the magazine, they went. And there was Jonathan Bowyer, the first American to ever race in the Tour de France. And he was there. And it's like, holy shit, this guy, look at this guy's hand. Handsome, and he looks lean and beautiful machine. This is a great sport. This will be my sport. I'm going to do this. This will be fun.
Yeah.
And I got better and better at that. And again, there weren't very many people doing cycling in America. So it was easy to excel in a sport where there's not as many people. So I'm like, okay, again, the key to life, find something you're good at and where not very many other people are good at it. It's easier that way.
Well, there must have been some part of you that was thinking back to this Guinness record of this person bicycling across the U.S.
Absolutely. John used to come by the office, the Hester Communications there, during the day, during the week. He's out on a training ride. He'd come by for lunch or something every once in a while. And I thought, God dang, this is awesome. During the day, during the week, when the rest of us schlubs are just working like honeybees here for some rich guy to make more money, I want to do this. I want to be free and autonomous to do whatever I want, whenever I want. So how do you do this, John? Well, I have sponsors, and I put the sponsors on the jerseys. I'm like, okay, this is great. I'll just, these people that I sell ads to, I'll just call the people I know and just say,
right. You had all these connections.
Yeah, would you like to put your logo on my jersey, and I'm going to do this long-distance ride? One of them was San Francisco to L.A., City Hall to City Hall. Then I did Seattle and San Diego, and I did Miami, Florida to Portland, Maine, and then the Race Across America. You know, and that was John's idea. He had already done the Transcontinental three times by himself, so he thought, well, this would be great if there was a race. So, well, I'll do it. So I had a negative ion generator in my bedroom that, you know, supposedly supercharges the oxygen in the air or whatever it's supposed to do, that's supposed to make your sleep better and so on. And I tried all these weird alternative things for, you know, diet and nutrition and massage and chiropractic and iridology and reflexology. And Marino was into all this stuff. So I would, you know, what are you trying next? You know, okay, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
You know, most of it I thought was probably not effective, but I thought, oh, whatever. I'm a fairly open-minded person by temperament. It's harder for me to be a hard-ass, skeptic, militant atheist type because I like listening to what other people have to say, and I kind of try to pull something out of it that might be useful. Sometimes that makes me a little too open-minded, like I really need to be more skeptical here. I have to kind of push myself. Mm. So in those days, you know, when I didn't know that much, and there wasn't that much known about these topics in any case, I was probably more open than I needed to be. You know, let's go try this mud bath. Marina and I would ride out to, I think that was at the Corona. It was like 50 miles out. We'd get in the mud bath and then ride back. The ride itself was effective. The mud probably didn't do anything.
Relaxing at the very least.
Yes, that's right. So there is that. You know, getting massaged, does it really help for recovery? I don't know, but it sure is relaxing.
Training on the bike, obviously, you're trying some of these alternative things. The other thing with the Race Across America is, of course, there's a sleep deprivation component.
No, I didn't really prepare for that, other than there really isn't any preparation you could do. In fact, just sleep a lot before and hope you build up. But even that, now we know, doesn't work. So that was the Race Across America. You can sleep if you want. You can sleep all the hours you want. There's no restrictions on this. But of course, while you're sleeping, you're not riding. So the other guys are going up the road. You know, so you have to find the right balance.
Yeah.
The initial one, just the four of us, that came about because, again, it was Marino's original idea. And then his record got broken by this guy named Lon Haldeman, who had ridden New York to L.A. and then L.A. back to New York, and he broke Marino's record on the leg back. So it's like, holy crap, this guy is something else. And he is. He's got these massive legs and so on. So it's like, okay, well, Haldeman should do it. And John Howard had just won the Ironman triathlon. He said, I want to break Marino's record. And it's like, well, better than that, why don't you just come in and we'll all race? And then I had done the Seattle to San Diego. They're like, okay, let's just do the four of us. Yeah. And that's what we did. Anyway, the night before the race, we're at a hotel down in Santa Monica, at the Santa Monica Pier, and I'm there with Eric Heiden and Diana Nyad for ABC Sports, and it's like, whoa, this is super exciting. And so Kushnick takes us aside in his hotel room, the four of us. Okay, ABC is really worried, like, what are they going to film? What kind of a bike race is with four guys stretched out for 200 miles? What are we even looking at? So here, I want you guys to just kind of keep it together, where you're all, like, right there with each other. And we're like, what are you talking about? Keep it together. I mean, we're going to be out there all day, all night. Who knows where everybody is? So we're like, we're not doing that. And he wanted us to keep it together to Virginia, and then you can have a sprint or something. Like, oh, you have no idea what this is about. Each has a motorhome and a van. Minimum two vehicles, and the vans are equipped with signs and Mars lights that are boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know, so people can see you because we're riding all night. Each of us had six or seven people because they got to sleep and rotate driving and and that sort of thing. Because you don't stop pretty much. If you stop, you just pull over on the side of the road, jump in the motorhome, take a shower or whatever, do your business, take a short nap, and then off you go. Anyway, so we did it, and you know, told Kushnick to go take a hike, and we're just going to do our thing, and so we did our, and all of us finished. ABC got great footage, and they pieced together a nice documentary, and they won several Emmy awards for this, for sports programming. It was great. Unfortunately, I went to sleep the first night because I thought, well, I got to sleep every night, you know, like 3 hours. So I forget where I was out by. I mean, past the California border at the Colorado River. I think it was like Prescott or something like that. I just took a nap and I felt good, but now I'm last. I'm like, oh crap, no one slept last night. Now I'm 3 hours behind. Oh shoot. So I scooted back up and, you know, and then I think I went past Flagstaff the second night. And then I realized I'm just going to have to start skipping sleep because I'm never going to win this race because these guys are, you know, they're not sleeping. And so then I started, you know, going without sleep, and as everybody was, and I was hallucinating like crazy. It's like a lot of visual hallucinations. The splotches in the road look like animals. Mailboxes on the side of the road look like people. You know, because in West or so, mailboxes are clustered. And so I'd see, you know, I'd wave to the mailboxes thinking it was a group of people that came out to wave me on. Because there were people coming out. Because the word had gotten around amongst the cycling community, there's this thing going across America. It's incredible. And people were coming out from hundreds of miles to watch us go by, and it was pretty fun.